Welcome to the On Purpose Show with Susan Reeve and Rick Hansen. For compelling conversations, opening doors to discover and live a life work that's alive with passion and purpose. And now, here are Susan and Rick.
Hi, this is Rick, and a warm welcome to today's episode of the On Purpose Show. Hey, Susan.
Hey, Rick. Great to be with you today, and I am so excited about today's show, The Bonus of Recovery.
Seems like this is relevant to all of us. Certainly I know it's relevant in my life that, you know, we're all recovering from something in our healing and growth. Substance abuse, digital dependence, the list goes on. Maybe you can add to that.
Yeah, certainly. Grief, loss, the end of a marriage, the end of a career, financial ruin, some kind of physical ailment. So there's so many times in our life when we're faced with challenges and there's a call for recovery. And I think what's so important is that in this process, we have an opportunity to connect with our passion and purpose, which is really the bonus of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the perfect guest today to focus on the work he's doing. And our guest today is Ted Taylor, who's a certified life coach and positive psychology practitioner. He personally knows about recovery, having recovered from an alcohol addiction, grief, and many other life challenges. And today he's living the plus, which is the bonus of recovery, participating in his life fully, connected with his purpose, and with a deep connection spiritually, physically, and emotionally to his well-being, in which he experiences financial stability. And he describes himself as present, positive, respectful of the past, and ever mindful of future opportunities. Welcome, Ted. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you both, actually. It's my pleasure to be here.
And, you know, we start the same place with all of our guests, and we love to hear the stories of the turning points in your experience that led you to the on-purpose life that you're living today.
My, turning point was a little over 8 years ago, and I was living in New York at the time, and I came home, and my life partner was dead of a massive heart attack at a very young age. And so the next few years were a real journey, and it took me to India, and all sorts of treatment there, yoga, Ayurveda. I came back to New York. I sort of tried to get back into my job. And I think that, and I certainly reached out for a lot of professional help, but there was always something that didn't seem to be quite right, something that just hadn't healed. And after a while, I think that alcohol became a Band-Aid, if you will. And it really began to take me to places that I felt that I was really not using my energy or my purpose or my gifts in the most productive way. And all on my own, a little over 2.5 years ago, I went off to rehab, and that truly was the turning point of turning points for me. I've been sober and recovered for 2.5 years. I participate in AA meetings just about every single day. I've changed careers. I've changed locations. And certainly I celebrate and I'm grateful for recovery, but what I'm most excited about are the cash and prizes that I got as a result of recovery. And that's Recovery Plus.
And Ted, how would you say that you were changed coming out the other side of that journey?
it was this had been the first time in my life where I had really ever experienced difficulties. I had a pretty consistent and productive and happy life. And so this really kind of hit me to the core. And so to rebuild that meant, I think, first of all, to get in closer contact with myself, to sit in the rooms of AA, to learn how to listen, learn how to be present, to learn how to be judgment-free, and all of those very simple steps, if you will, allowed me to get to the core of who I was, or who I was looking, who I wanted to be.
And Ted, one of the descriptions of you is that you're a positive psychology practitioner. What is positive psychology, and how does it play out in your coaching?
Positive psychology has become a very important part of my coaching and actually of my life as well. And after I finished studying and got certified as a life coach, I was very intrigued with this idea of positive psychology. Positive psychology is a relatively new field within the psychology arena. And to simplify an explanation, it really has to do with the ability or the gift or the tools for any of us to flourish, for any of us to go north of neutral. And for those of us who are familiar with basic psychology, from the beginnings, it really had to do with diagnosis and treatments, and most of the time with seriously ill or serious problems and issues. Positive psychology, on the other hand, starts with those people that are sort of right there in the middle. And with the right mindset and the right training, all of a sudden can flourish, can excel. And so the simplicity of that touched me very deeply.
Ted, in your story, you used the word healing when you were talking about your recovery. It made me think that we're really talking about a journey of healing. And that word then kind of opens it up to, I'm guessing that this is more than just about working with addictions. Am I hearing that right?
Without a doubt. Absolutely without a doubt. So, for instance, I think in my case, the impetus, the elephant in the room, so to speak, was the alcoholism. But after sort of, you know, seeking my own life coach, what I began to realize is that the power, if you will, of grief and how by that not being treated can certainly have an effect on a lot of aspects of our life. So in my case, I think the biggest piece of this story is healing from grief.
And so, you know, in addition to the positive psychology, which is part of the coaching work that you do, speak a bit more about the plus, Recovery Plus. What's the plus, and can you give us some examples of how you might work with somebody and they're in that plus place right now?
Certainly. The plus is everything that comes as a result, but more importantly, in addition to recovery. So, you know, if I can, if we use, I have a couple of clients that I'm working with that are going through various forms of brain trauma. And so, you know, in some instances, or in one instance actually, one client has struggled and worked so hard and so with so much determination to be able to walk again and to speak again and actually to even drive a car. Those tasks are things that the doctors and his family never even thought were a possibility. So now the fact that we can have coaching sessions back and forth and begin to talk about better interrelations with family, with a significant other, those situations to me are all pluses.
Mm.
That's the part that we don't even know what's out there. So certainly recovery to the point that this young man can function and is actually back at work finally after 7 years. Terrific. Absolutely. You know, God bless. But now all of a sudden to be talking about the possibility of a girlfriend or graduate or advanced studies, that's the plus.
Mm.
And those pluses, I believe, are possible as a result of everything, all the hard work, all the dedication that came as a result of recovery. And so we take those stepping stones, those monumental tasks that got him to a point of recovery, and we use those same things and apply the same basic premises to other aspects of his life.
Ted, you've been on this journey yourself. You've been through recovery and are enjoying the pluses. You've immersed yourself in communities of people who have been on this journey, and you support people. For a listener who maybe is aware that they are in recovery in some way, that they're healing, maybe they're self-medicating some of the pain of that in some way, is there anything you could share that would kind of give them a map of the recovery process?
Certainly. Actually, I'd be honored to share my own experiences. I think, first of all, to be honest with yourself and to be courageous enough to find some help, the right help, whether it's rehabilitation, whether it's AA or another form of recovery, to find a network of people, and to be courageous. To be courageous to know that the road won't necessarily be easy, but when you get through it and when you get to that certain point in the road, the future is so bright. There are all of a sudden so many doors that have appeared. Some have reopened. Some doors were some possibilities were never even on your radar screen. So I think that's certainly been. I mentioned curiosity, and I think in my case, I have to be very honest and tell all of you that it had to do with an enormous amount of hard work on my part. And that meant doing what I was asked to do, sometimes not quite knowing what it was, but having faith and confidence in the people around me.
And our last week's show was really about a community of support and that you don't have to do it alone. What part in the recovery process, as well as in the pluses, does support play?
It plays a tremendous part in all of this and also in my personal story. So prior to this, I was someone who had a very full career, did a lot of international traveling, so there was never really a whole lot of time for community. And when you go in and you're committed to doing something like this, of recovery, and you sit in rooms, whether it's AA rooms or recovery or group therapy. In my case, I began to realize just how important it was to be a part of community. And as a result of that, of my understanding of that, that enabled me, that encouraged me to go out and be involved in the community that I live in now, the confidence to pick up and move to a new community, to be on the board of different communities, to go back right now, I'm teaching at a college level, which I never dreamed of doing. And so community is an integral part of all of this.
Ted, a lot of our listeners are in a transition point where they're, one of the things that they're looking at a big change with is their career path. And you shared that after recovery, that one of the big pluses for you is that you made a career change. I'd be curious to hear more just about how did that, you know, what are some of the things you learned? And, you know, anything you could share about that process of kind of finding the next thing that really felt like a fit for you?
In my case, it had a lot to do with being aware and being present. And so as I sat in different forms of recovery or community, I began to realize or to understand some of the gifts, some of the basic God-given gifts that I had been given. And so I learned how to listen. I learned how to be judgment-free. I learned how to try to be a lot more concise with my words. And so all of a sudden, when you're present and aware, there's a flood of all sorts of opportunities that present themselves. That prior to that time out, that vulnerability, if you will, I was too busy or there was too much mind chatter to even think about being, I had never ever thought about being, I didn't even know what a life coach was 4 years ago, nor a positive psychology practitioner. Never thought about teaching at a college level. Never even entertained the thought of being a motivational speaker. And as a result of being committed and dedicated to my own recovery, all these other things presented themselves in a very easy and non-threatening and the most obvious way, in a loving, gentle, kind manner.
Now, I want to make sure that people know how to learn more about you and your work. So Ted's website is www.tedtaylorcoaches.com. And Ted, you had mentioned just before the show today that one of the things that's really important to you has to do with legacy. Would you tell us what you mean by that?
Oh, thank you for reminding me, Susan. Legacy has been a very important part of my recovery. I'm not certain where it came from. I think it was something when I started working with a coach, and it was a term that was sort of bantered back and forth. And somehow it stuck with me. And what I think of legacy, when I think of legacy, is something that we leave behind. We leave to family or to friends. It's a token of something, or their great stories that someone can share about us. And what I'm particularly interested in legacy is living my legacy. Living my legacy today and trying to live it tomorrow so that when it comes time for me to leave a legacy behind, I've lived that legacy. There's no surprise. There's nothing left to chance. And, you know, this takes me back to this great George Carlin quote that I heard, and I'd love to share it with all of you. We may not be able to write our own eulogy, but we're actually writing it all the time. The question is, how are we giving the, how much information are we giving the eulogizer to work with?
Mm. Yes, that's a great quote. We will definitely include that in our blog post when we summarize the show. That's perfect. Ted, something we ask all of our guests is, you know, what's one small step that our listeners could take this week to move in this direction towards plus?
Most important step for me every single day is to be present. That sounds relatively easy and relatively simple, but it truly is the one bit of information that continues to keep me on the beam, to be present, to be humble, to be honest, and to have faith in myself and in the universe. So for me, it's to be present to what today has in store.
And is there anything in particular that a tool, a technique that you use that supports you or that opens the door to being more present?
I have started in the last year or so to meditate every single day. Mm-hmm. And I find that's been a journey for me. So I've done a lot of mindfulness studying, and meditation did not come easy to me. But every single day that I practice that meditation, it calms me, it centers me, and most importantly, it gives me the pause that I need to take every single day.
Yeah, I know what a powerful tool that is, and there is such a qualitative difference in my day when I meditate for 20 minutes in the morning compared to when I don't meditate for 20 minutes. So, Ted, we have one final question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, what's one gem of wisdom that you would like to leave our audience with?
You can live with a broken heart, but you can't live without a heart.
Mm. Mm. That's beautiful. That's really lovely.
That is something that I had to get used to, kicking and screaming. Once I understood what that was, then it gave me the ability to be grateful for the experiences that I've had, for that wonderful and rich life that I had with Mike, but it also gave me the ability and the courage to go on with my life, to use my heart, to continue to use my heart, to have a heart in everything that I was doing.
And it clearly sounds as though your heart is right in the center of the coaching that you do now, the work that you're doing right now. And thank you so much for being with us today and for really helping us understand the bonus of recovery.
Thank you both. It was my pleasure.
Got a lot of things stirring for me, Susan. This part about presence struck me, and it made me think of a little bit of Mark Nepo I was reading recently, and he was talking about how when life breaks us, that if we can be present to that experience, that it breaks us open. But if we're not able to be present to that experience, then we're just broken. And I felt like Ted was speaking to that in his own experience.
Yeah, I can remember when I apprenticed with Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote the Four Agreements, and he was speaking one day about being brokenhearted. And when we're brokenhearted, we have a choice. Do we armor our hearts up and kind of shut them down? Or do we allow them to be open and let the light of love from without come in and also to let our light shine out. I was also struck with, you know, there's the challenge that we have in our life, whether it's an addiction, whether it's grief, whether it's financial problem, relationship problem. So there's the piece that has to, we've got to move through that. And then there's the plus. And it's, you know, just recovering from the addiction or experiencing health again just takes us to a certain point. But the plus is really about where do we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that, you know, when we get through the recovery, when we get to the other side of the challenge, in a sense we have this golden opportunity before us of how do I want to live now?
Makes me think of our guest from just a couple episodes back, where our title of that show, this was with Donna Schwenk, and the title of the show was Finding the Calling in the Challenge. And I was thinking, as Ted shared today, that, you know, he had really done that. He had actually found a next career that came out of the very challenge that he faced and the way he was changed by that.
And we have heard from so many of our guests during the past year and a half that it has been kind of their greatest challenge that winds up being the doorway to their greatest gifts and to their greatest legacy.
Yeah, so I'm struck by transition as transformation, that often the factor we're not thinking about when we're looking for an answer is that often that answer is found in the way that we are called to grow through some of the things that we didn't ask for in life.
Oh, well, this was another great show, Rick.
It was really good. It opened all kinds of good doors, and I hope it resonated with our listeners. Want to mention our Insider Circle group, which is a free thing where often we are able to give away books from authors and other gifts, and that's just a free list. People can join it on purposeshow.com.
Join Susan and Rick next week right here on The On Purpose Show, and join the conversation at facebook.com/onpurposeshow.